Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
New research has found that the public are in favour of sharing their health information electronically. In a public consultation survey run in partnership with the HSE and the Department of Health, the Health Information and Quality Authority established an appetite for an integrated e-health system. Indeed, 97% of those asked said they believed it was important that healthcare professionals could access their medical records. Rachel Flynn, HICWA's Director of Health Information and Standards, is on the line now. Rachel, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell me a little bit about this survey.
Yeah, so if you look at Sláintecare, they set out projects like electronic health records and e-prescribing and shared care records. So what many countries would do is that they would do a temperature check to see what the public's attitude to these are and to see, I suppose, their awareness of them and their appetite for that. So we conducted a survey in partnership with the department and the HSE to identify what the public in Ireland thought about this.
Okay, so what kind of information are we talking about here, and who would it be shared with?
Okay, so we developed different scenarios. So first of all, we talked about, are you happy with your information being shared for direct care? So if you go to your GP and he refers you on to a consultant, are you happy for that information to be transferred? And the vast majority of people said that they were. Then we went a step further and we asked about, are you happy for your information to be used for management purposes and quality assurance purposes? So, for example, waiting list data or looking at the number of people with cardiovascular disease in the country. And from the survey, the vast majority of people said that they were happy for that to happen. However, they had to be assured that safeguards are in place to keep their personal information both safe and secure.
Mm-hmm. And when you say you ask people, would you be happy that your information, were they clear as to what information that meant? I mean, would the whole medical back history of a patient be included there?
Yeah, so the typical information we gave examples, you know, so if a GP was referring you on to a consultant, things like your diagnosis, your name, your address, your date of birth, your past medical history, and possibly what medications you'd be on. So we gave different examples of the type of information that would be transferred. What we did find in the survey and through our focus groups too, as well, we had focus groups with 85 people. From different types of backgrounds, they felt that there are some certain types of information that are more sensitive. So, for example, information on terminations or information on your mental health, sexual health, those types of things, that there should be extra safeguards put in place around those. So not everybody in the health system needs to know everything, you know, in your mental health history. Certain people do need to know that. Mm-hmm. But again, that there isn't a free-for-all and there is a need to have safeguards around certain types of information.
So would it be fair then, Rachel, to sum it up as by saying that people would be happy for information to be shared if it's relevant and if it's secure?
If it's secure, exactly.
Yeah. And what about GDPR concerns then?
So again, like most other countries would have specific legislation that sits under health information or for health information. So they have specific legislation for health information that sets out what is it okay to share, when do you need to get explicit consent on certain elements. We currently don't have that in Ireland, and that is one of the reasons that we did this survey as well, to inform policy around this. So again, to provide clarity with people providing services around, when is it okay to share information? When is it not okay to share information? But the whole important message is here is that people and the public and patients accessing health and social care services should be informed of any information that's recorded about them, who it's used by and how it's used. Mm-hmm. And that's really important.
And as you say, this integrated system, this e-health is a priority under the Sláintecare plan. Would people have an option to opt in or out of this though?
So again, in terms of national systems like e-prescribing and electronic health records, this is going to replace, you know, paper records at source. So it's kind of like saying, can people opt out of not having a paper record? There has to be, it has to be described in terms of what are the safety implications of that. Of course,
but not the paper. The point is, paper records aren't shared in the manner in which the e-health integrated system would be. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, and the whole point of it being integrated is that you can share information. So as you move from your hospital out to your community and you're being treated by your public health nurse or your GP, that there is a flow of information between those.
There's no question about the greater efficiency. I suppose my question though is, would people be able to opt out of it if they didn't feel it was for them?
So in other countries, I can't describe exactly what's going to happen in Ireland because we don't set the national policy in this. Mm-hmm. That would be the responsibility of the department. But in other countries, at a national level, for systems like some shared care records or e-prescribing, you have the option of opting out. But I suppose in terms of the benefits and the risks of opting out, that's clearly described to you in great detail.
Okay.
Because what that means is that if you don't have a shared care record, you end up in another emergency department and you don't have that vital information of what your diagnosis is and what your medications are. There are risks associated with that, so that needs to be clearly explained to the public in relation to that.
Okay, Rachel, thanks a million for joining us on the programme this evening. Rachel Flynn, HICWA's Director of Health Information and Standards. We'll take a quick break.